Well, back in May of 2021, Phoenix created a new arm of government to provide independent oversight of its police department. But state lawmakers weakened the Office of Accountability and Transparency's ability to investigate wrongdoing. Well, now a new deal has been recently struck requiring regular communication and information sharing by the police department with the oversight office. KJZZ's Matthew Casey has more on it.
Arizona has taken in thousands of people who had to flee Somalia. A corner cafe in a strip mall near 50th Street in McDowell is a door to the Somali community. Mukhtar Sheikh is a respected leader.
This is where everybody comes when they need help. And this is where we knew Ali. He used to have his own company.
Ali Osman provided medical transportation. With his mom still in a refugee camp in Kenya, his mental health failed. Osman was shot and killed by Phoenix police last year after throwing rocks at officers.
He was not a bad guy. He was not a criminal. He was not someone that hurts the community. He was just somebody who needed help.
Sheikh spoke before the Maricopa County Attorney's recent announcement that officers who shot Osman will not face charges. Osman's family has filed a federal lawsuit against Phoenix.
But he loved his mom, and one thing me and him, we always talked about him going back home and visiting his mom.
Phoenix PD has advisory boards to build trust with specific communities. Sheikh served on a board for refugees, but was kicked off in 2018, reportedly for unspecified complaints about his behavior at meetings. Sheikh says he's not anti-police. He just wanted talks to go both ways.
But it seems like the police just wanted one-way communication, just always support the police, always agree with the police, and that's not honest work.
So 2 years ago, Sheikh was on a long list of speakers urging the Phoenix City Council to pass an ordinance establishing independent police oversight. The city's vice mayor at the time, Carlos Garcia, fronted the effort. Garcia called on those who backed him to see things through.
A lot of these folks that have been in the community, have been thinking about this, are going to be crucial to making sure that we get this right.
Garcia lost his council seat in a March runoff. He did not reply to interview requests. This is him again in 2021, shortly before voting to create the Office of Accountability and Transparency.
It will have independent investigation, and hopefully, again, would be the key to create trust with the community. So,
but interference from state lawmakers and Phoenix choosing not to sue has meant that today the Police Oversight Office can only monitor internal investigations. 28 and counting, including the police department's own open reviews of the Ali Osman shooting.
The City of Phoenix Police Department has a long history of not participating in honest reviews of itself.
Larry Wolkin is a lawyer with experience representing Phoenix and people who sue the city.
What is disappointing is how slow it has taken the city to get the office up and running.
Having been on both sides, Wolkin knows how newly required monthly sit-downs between PD and the oversight office will feel.
That will be an uncomfortable meeting.
They were written into a recently signed Memorandum of Understanding on evidence sharing. PD also has to deliver biweekly lists of open internal investigations. Both the office and the department have to pick a go-between. Disputes get arbitrated by the city manager.
The City of Phoenix Police Department has had a history of fighting against reform. Whether the Office of Accountability and Transparency can change its direction is something that only time will tell, but I have my doubts.
Back in the cafe, Mukhtar Sheikh, the former refugee, says implementing a new government office is much harder than winning a city council vote. Progress has been slow, but he's still hopeful and has faith in top officials.
One thing I learned working with the community, nothing happened fast.
Sheikh repeatedly mentions that police are a necessary part of society. And if Phoenix wanted his help building trust between refugees and officers again, Sheikh says he'd be there. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.